Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey, our guest. He joins us every Tuesday throughout the season here as the Brewers begin a very brief homestand. Just 3 games on the homestand here, then it's back out on the road. I think they put this in place, Adam, here just to test the new parking system to make sure that it's all good and up and running. Hey, 3 games, let's get it up and running. Let's see how it all works.
The schedule makers really thought that through from the very start. So, yeah, good on them.
So, McKelvey, we had Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the morning show today. He joins us on Tuesdays on Brewers 360. And we were talking to him about trying to stay cool at the ballpark. Remember, we discussed this the other day because, oh boy, you better hope for no storms tonight. Can't have that roof closed with it like 90-some degrees. But nonetheless, here, let me have you listen to the exchange that we had with Murph this morning about that spot that you said sort of stays cool in the dugout, okay?
Hey, Murph, okay. We were told that there's a certain spot in the dugout that you can stand where you'll get, like, the air conditioning and the blow kind of from the clubhouse so you can cool off during the hot games.
I don't know about that spot. Where'd you hear that from?
That's what McKelvey told us.
McKelvey told us.
McKelvey doesn't know. He's never been in the dugout.
Wow. Reaction.
Well, I think he's pulling our leg. I mean, for me, I told you when you, at least during BP, I mean, maybe this changes the game time with the way that big old building operates. But in BP, the cool air in that tunnel, you always see Uke standing there watching BP. And I always thought that's why he picks that spot. You get a little coolness from the tunnel coming from the clubhouse. So that's why we always go over and talk to Uke. But I don't know. I'm never going to tell. I mean, Murph's a pretty big man. I'm not going to tell him he's wrong.
Well, now the other side of the dugout, you've got one of these fans that, I don't know, resembles the sound of like a jet airliner going over your head. I mean, it's a monster. Yes. It is so loud. You can't stand over there because nobody would be able to hear Murphy during any of his pregame.
Well, Murph, though, does his pregame in the office. This is a big dramatic change for us this year. And it's actually, I mean, kind of a welcome thing to go in there. It's more relaxed, and we sit in his office and the manager's office on the road versus in the dugout where many managers do their pregame availability. And it's really nice because often, especially when you're on the road, those things happen at, say, 5:30 or so for a 7 o'clock game. So you've got the home team taking BP, you've got music going, you've got sometimes they have speakers on the field that's blasting music that the players can actually hear. It can be really loud and chaotic. So for Murph, it's been really nice to be back in his dugout, and we've had, like, really good conversations. There have been really interesting pregame chats with the manager to find out how he thinks about this game, and it's just been a little bit different and probably a little more relaxed and a lot more extended conversations than we would have for previous managers when we did that in the dugout.
It's interesting you say that because as we as fans all get to know manager Pat Murphy, I wouldn't suggest that it's his favorite thing in the world dealing with the likes of you or Eric and me on the morning show or whatever, right? Doing the media stuff. It's part of the job. But I do sense, Adam, that he's thoughtful about it. And for those of you who know the game well, like you do, that he's willing to engage and explain what he does to the fans. And he thinks that's an important part about his job.
I think about it a couple of different ways. One, yes. That he is just someone who loves talking about the game of baseball. Two, I think there's the college coach in him is a little bit different than some of the other managers that you encounter across the game. He thinks about the game, you know, he thinks about teaching the game. He thinks about trying to get players to think about the game in a different way, a deeper way. Maybe a more like fundamental way. What do I love about this sport? That, you know, it's become so scientific, but I think he kind of gets to like the poetry of baseball a little bit more than other managers. And I totally agree with you. And anyone who's watched his post games, I think have experienced this. He's way more open to fielding a question about, hey, why did you make this decision in the seventh inning? and not look at it as coming from a place of, hey, you fool, why did you make this decision in the seventh inning? But, like, really.
Right. And who are you to question me as to why I did that? Right.
Yeah, he doesn't look at it as, like, you know, questioning what he's doing. They have a lot more. Look, the way you have to, I think, approach some of this is they know more than we know because they're in the room. And there are things that the manager is not going to say to someone like me or to the fans. But I think Murph has pulled open the curtain a whole lot more than previous managers of this team have. And I really appreciate that. And I think he has been way more open in kind of explaining his thinking in certain circumstances.
Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey joining us here on Wisconsin's Midday News. So about a month left in the season here, Adam. When do managers start looking at, from playoff teams, I should caveat that, when do playoff managers, like the Brewers will be, they'll be in the playoffs, when do they start looking at the rotation and starting to sort of set guys up so once you get to the postseason, you're in a good spot to rock with your best at the very top of a playoff series?
Well, in a very fundamental way, they're already doing those types of things, and they're looking at, you know, they have the rotation mapped out a long way, Chris Hook, Jim Henderson, Pat Murphy, the front office. So I think they already have some sense of that, but also I think they've been around this game long enough to know that weird things happen in baseball and you can't let up the gas. And look, we just recorded a podcast episode today and we talked about this. I think about 2021 a lot, where the Brewers threw that no-hitter in Cleveland. They had the division wrapped up. They really were able to rest and kind of coast to the finish line. In that instance for that team, it did not serve them well. And the best teams are the ones that are able to kind of rest up and line things up the way they want. That's a great luxury that you don't get every time you're in the playoffs. But you also have to continue to keep that gas pedal pressed a little bit, because teams that let that up and coast to the end, they often do not fare very well once they get to October and everything gets a little tighter, everything gets a little more important. So that finding that balance is something I guarantee you that Ricky Weeks and Pat Murphy and the rest of the coaches are starting to think about a little bit, because they put themselves in a very good, enviable position to be able to do those types of things and think about those types of things.
Brewers take on the Giants tonight. Our coverage gets underway following the 6 o'clock news. Brewers own a 10-game lead over the second-place Cubs in the NL Central Division. Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com writer. You'll see him at the ballpark tonight. He'll be waving to everybody. Autograph session after the third inning. Appreciate it, Adam.
Yeah, from my air-conditioned press box.
Yes, enjoy it up there with your snacks. Good stuff, Adam.
Sorry.
Adam joins us every Tuesday here on WTMJ.